The projected total of 410,000 was considered only preliminary, drawn mostly from people already in institutions. It was assumed that much greater numbers of people would eventually be identified and sterilized, stated Robert J. Lifton in The Nazi Doctors, Medical Killing and the Psychology of Genocide. Lifton went on. Not surprisingly, Fritz Lenz, whose eugenics work was parroted by Hitler, carried the concept farthest in suggesting the advisability of sterilizing people with only slight signs of mental disease, though he recognized that a radical application of this principle would lead to the sterilization of 20% of the total German population, something on the order of 20 million people. One revealing anecdote involving this medical-driven policy was the release in 1933 of a mental patient who had been imprisoned as a violence-prone, hardened criminal, a dangerous lunatic, according to a local official. His psychiatrist, Dr. Werner Heide, however, pronounced Theodor Eich fit for discharge, and Eich was soon named the first commandant of Dachau concentration camp. In 1934, Eich was promoted to inspector general and chief of all concentration camps. Eich, whose influence and spirit within the SS was second only to that of Himmler, died in 1943, when his plane was shot down behind Russian lines. Dr. Heide, whose recommendation released Eich from prison, went on to become the medical director of the infamous Nazi T4 euthanasia program, begun in 1940. The designation T4 referred to the address of the stone building from which they operated, Tiergartenstrasse 4. The approved method of killing ordered by Hitler, acting on the advice of Dr. Heide, was the use of carbon monoxide. In a prototype of the Nazi death camps, a fake shower room, complete with benches, was constructed and used to gas the first victims. Great pains were taken to employ what Robert J. Lifton called bureaucratic mystification, a snarl of red tape and bureaucracy so convoluted that the victims, their families, and even those working within the system did not realize the full extent of the euthanasia program. Interestingly enough, in 1941, Hitler ordered the official T4 euthanasia program halted for no recorded reason. Some have argued that Hitler may have developed pangs of conscience, while others believe that as more and more of the German population became aware of the killing, cries of objection could have caused Hitler a political problem.